Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin, Pei Zayin, Sanhedrin 87a, pagination is 173. We're dealing with the topic of a Zaken Mamre, an elder in the Jewish people who's arguing on the Bezdin HaGadol on the High Court. And even after the ruling has been achieved, he continues to argue lahora laasos, telling people to behave in the manner of observance that he holds to be correct against what the popular ruling is. So the pasuk says, ki pale mimcha davar, something will be wondrous to you. It's mimcha davar, from you, a thing, la mishpat, regarding a law, ben dam, Ladam, regarding blood, Bein Din Ladin, regarding a judgment. And the end, the pasuk continues, Vekamta Ve'alisa, and you'll go up to Yerushalayim. So our Gemara is going to darshan examples of things that could be the argument between the Zaken Mamre and the Sanhedrin. On the top line, Mimcha, from you, ze yoetz. This refers to the Ibur Hashana, the calculation of the calendar, which the Gemara understands from a pasuk is referring to yoetz, an advisement, a special thing. Rashi says, sod ve'etza, something that's a secret that not everybody knows. It's based on the astronomy and how the calendar works. Davar zu halacha. When it says a thing, it's referring to halacha l'moshe misina, as something that we have as a tradition. La mishpat, a law, zehadin. This is something that's a gzeira shove, that's a comparison from one topic to the other based on the wording in the pasuk. Bein dam ledam, between blood and blood. Bein dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva, there are different types of blood that come from a woman. One is the regular menstrual flow, which is what's commonly called as the monthly cycle. There's also the blood of birth, which has a different rule. And there's also Dam of Ziva, which is the time period between the cycles. There's a certain number of days that if blood would appear, it would have its own rules. Bein din ledin, between a law and a law, so dine nefashos, capital crime, dine mamonis, financial issues, and so on, the Gemara expounds. Let's drop down to a little bit further, still in the small lines, counting up from the wides, where five or six lines, Tana Rabbanan at the beginning of a line. Zokein mamri eino chayev, ela al davar shezadona kores v'shigigaso chatos divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir says, and we'll see this is the shita we focus on, it has to be a violation, or something that could come to a violation, of, if it was done purposely, it would be kores, a certain type of heavenly capital punishment, and shigigaso chatos, if it was done accidentally, a korban chatos would be brought. That's the opinion of Rab Meir. We'll come back to that in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda says, al davar sheikara midivrei Torah or pirusha midivrei sofrim, if in essence it's written in the pasuk, but its explanation is from the traditions, that would be a classic case of zaken mamre. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu diktuk echad midiktukte sofrim, even if it's a small thing which is part of the rabbinic ruling, that's also considered the category of Zaken Mamre. And obviously, Rab Meir is the most strict in his interpretation of what would be Zaken Mamre qualifying. The Gemara on the fourth line of the wide, at the end of the line, Amale Rav Huna Bar Chinina L'Rava, Rav Huna Bar Chinina said to Rava, Tirgim Ali L'Homas Nisa, I would like you to explain the original statement of the Braisa that we did at the beginning of our session from the top of the page, Aliba de Reb Meir, according to the parameters of Reb Meir. In other words, there are things there that didn't seem to be Zedono Kares Vishigigaso Chatos, that purposefully would be Kares and by accident would be Chatos. And can you explain this Braisa to me according to Reb Meir? That alone is an indication that the Gemara is leaning towards Reb Meir's understanding of Zaken Mamre, and that's why we're spending extra time to try to understand the Braisa according to Reb Meir, because that's important, because that's la halacha. It's not a perfect proof in all sugyas like that, but it's certainly a very significant indicator, and often the Rambam will use that as his indication of how we paskin. Amalei Rava l'Rav Papa, Rava told Rav Papa, he turned around, he outsourced the request to one of the sages, and he said, Pok Tirgum Alei, go, explain it to him. Ki Yipalei, something will be wondrous, and the Pasuk then continues and says, Mimcha, Ze Yoetz, when it says Mimcha, and it's talking about the advisement of the Jewish calendar, that's because if a person is a day off this way or a day off that way, it ends up shari chametz bePesach, allowing chametz on a day that's Pesach, which is indeed a zidono kares v'shegigaso chatos. Dover, when it says dover, zu halacha, we were talking about halacha l'moshe misinai, that's referring to the 11 days of Ziva. The rules of Nida are that when the woman sees at the time of her period, she waits 7 days and hefsek and able to go to mikvah. In the case of Ziva, though, she has to do hefsek, zayin nikiyim, 7 clean days, and then go to mikvah. And there's a difference whether she sees 1 day in this Ziva time or she's going to see 3 in the Ziva time, and all of those halachas are going to make a very big difference whether she's permitted or forbidden to her husband, just as an example of how that would play out. You're playing with the topic of Nida, which is indeed this category of Zedono Kores Shegigaso Chatos. On the bottom line, Mishpat Zehadin, when you talk about a Gezeira Shaveh, so the Gemara in Amud Beis explains, Bito Me'anu Saso. It's the case of a specific type of erva, a forbidden relationship. The daughter from a woman that he was with forcibly, and as a result, we have a daughter that is from that woman that's on our discussion as being forbidden to this man. On the third line, Ben Dam Lidam. So indeed, Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva. And there are arguments on many of these topics. If this Zaken Mamre would position himself like the dissenting opinion after the High Court has already ruled in his generation, so he's bound by the High Court's ruling, and he's not allowed to proceed to tell people what to do once that ruling is in, and that's the case of Zaken Mamre. I'd like to make reference to the words of the Rambam as he discusses the topic of Zaken Mamre, and he points out that if you're dealing with a person who simply is not Moda B'Torah Shebaal Peh, he doesn't agree to the oral law, so that person is an apikoros. That's not the case of Zaken Mamre. And the Rambam continues and says that if you have a person who makes mistakes because he's not learned, he's not a learned person, so then that's a problem that has nothing to do with Zaken Mamre. And similarly, their children are ketinok shenishba. They are like children who were captured among the non-Jews and they don't understand what Judaism is. Ka'anus, it's like forcibly against their will they've arrived in this situation. Even though it's ongoing and it doesn't look like a violent situation, it's the equivalent of the person being assaulted, being forced. Because gadluhu al ta'usam, they're simply raised based on the mistake. Ochazem bedarchei avosam, and they continue thinking that they're upholding the traditions of their parents. They don't realize that their parents gave them a legacy that's not accurate. Lefikach, in such a case, ra'oi lachziram b'tshuva, it's proper to bring them back through tshuva, ulamashcham b'divrei shalom, to draw them in with peaceful words, ad sheyechazru le'esan ha-Torah, until they come to the strength of Torah. In other words, the case of Zaken Mamre, that's a capital offense and we come down so strong, is because the person purposefully, from a learned, scholarly perspective, is arguing on the court. But you have plenty of people that are doing a lot worse things in terms of the types of violations, but we're very benevolent to them because they don't know better. And that's the expression over here, ochazim bedarchei avosam. They think that they come with their own traditions. We have people today who think that they have a tradition to drive to shul on Shabbos. That's what my father did. That's what my grandfather did. So they think they have such a tradition. And until they look at the sources and the history and realize that you have to be able to see beyond the last 50 years, Judaism is a lot longer than that. They don't realize that what they're trying to uphold is really a mistake. And the words of the Rambam is lemashcham bedivrei shalom, to draw them close in a peaceful way, and through that to be able to share the legacy of Torah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.